Honey, it sound like she thirsty. I mean thirsty, okay? All right. So, are you a thirsty bitch? Or no.
How are you doing?
That's ASMR.
It is, yeah. But yeah. Is that a big turn on?
Oh, for me, no.
No. Do you like ASMR?
I've watched like one or two videos, but like when I whispered, I was kind of, I heard myself through the headphones and was like, oh, we can do ASMR.
Yeah, don't. I'm not really sure I get that, but you know, it is September, so people will be peeling back the new iPhone.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Don't. I found that at work. I actually found that there was one of the screens. We've got these new studios at work. And one of the screens had a peeler.
That is very satisfactory.
Well, I'd just like to welcome Magic with us. Magic, I've known you for about a year now. No?
Yeah, probably about so.
You're a mutual friend. You've done quite a lot with us with Thirsty Bitch.
Yeah, I remember the first time we met. It was at Village while Amaiko was DJing.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was quite funny because I was like, oh. He was saying that you was coming, how nice you were. And then you turned up and I was like, is there going to be like... You get out of my way, bitch, because I'm Amiko's friend better than yours. And I felt like that's, should I just stand here or should I go? Should I what? So, Magic, tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
So I'm originally from Poland, Porcupine Land, for those that know Smack the Pony.
What?
Yeah, so there used to be this show on Channel 4, I think, Smack the Pony.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like for comedians, and these girls were fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Can we swear here?
You can say, okay, yeah, yeah, it's
supposed to be. Duh.
Just because the Michael's not here. Say what you like. Let's bitch about him, come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Michael's not here, so we can bitch and swear all about her. Yeah,
should we watch
No, and in the show there was this joke where this group of kind of like middle-class English people are sitting at dinner. It's like, oh, where shall we go for holidays this year? And somebody's like, let's go to Poland. Oh, what's the capital? It's Gdańsk. Oh, no, it's Warsaw. And then this one girl at the table's like, Poland, is that even a country? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's here on the map. Mm. It's like, Poland, Porcupine Land.
So you're basically talking to our listeners that are probably in at least the 30s, 40s. Nice little reference to Smack the Pony. That's not been on for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, Magic, you're a photographer from... I guess you were always a photographer now.
No. Yeah, that's, like, the main thing that I do. I've done, like, all sorts of other stuff in the past. Mm. So, I mean, I've worked in catering, I've worked in retail.
Wow.
I used to be a grounds maintenance operative, sweeping and raking in gardens.
They call it ground maintenance?
Yes.
Nice title.
I know, it looks good on your CV.
Was that community service, though?
Mm. Should have been.
When he got Carlton Park.
No, that was my first job in London. I worked at the beautiful St. Paul's.
Oh, look at you. Jesus, to what you do now, which we'll get to in a bit.
Yeah, I know, right? That's
like black and white.
Literally. I mean, I've changed a lot in the past 14 years since I came here. Mm. I used to be terrified of like talking to strangers and like... just even thinking of how you hold or carry a conversation with somebody and what would you talk about with them and stuff. And throughout everything that I've done in my life, this kind of shaped me into the person that I am now. More towards
ginormous slut.
I mean, pretty much. I always wanted to be a slut. That's like one thing I always wanted to be.
Was that your bucket list? Like when you moved to London, it's like, speak English, get a job in the adult industry, and suck lots of cock.
No, I think if you told me 14 years ago that I would be photographing guys with the cocks out, doing a magazine, and now appearing in front of the camera, I would literally laugh in your face. But I always wanted to be a slut. But I think that's because I associate... And obviously, I don't mean it in, like, when I say the term slut, I don't mean it in a negative way. I think I associate being a slut with somebody who's sexually free, unapologetic, and somebody who wants a certain thing, they know how to get it, and just kind of all-round confidence.
Yeah, but I mean, you were saying a little bit earlier though that you know, there's some times where you got that whole I don't want to be around anyone, I'm quite introvert. But I've just seen like now recently. I mean, we'll go through everything that you do, but recently you've just started being in front of the camera.
Yes.
Now that's a very extrovert type of thing to do.
Well, it's really interesting because I had to see myself in a completely different light while I'm editing, and I'm not in all of the scenes that I've filmed recently, but the ones that I'm in, I had to look at completely disconnect myself from the person on the screen in front of me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had a moment when I was editing that scene with Tyler and I looked at the screen. I'm like, oh, I would fuck him. Talking about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I got to a point in my life where I'm mostly like all of us. I have days when I'm like kind of like I look in the mirror and I'm like, ugh, kill me now.
It gets worse when you get older, love.
Thanks. Well, when I get to your tender age of 75.
I'm tired today after what's happened this last 24 hours, I tell you. But you moved here like 14 years ago. You said that you would never have gone into, if you'd have been asked if you'd done this kind of thing, you said no. So there is something that happened to you during this 14 years that has turned you into...
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it was like a thing that happened to me or that I did. It was a whole process of... meeting a lot of interesting and amazing people in my life who actually became role models for me as well in terms of, again, confidence and body image and stuff like that. And I think that kind of led me towards that. I've always loved porn.
Yeah.
Like, I always fucking loved watching porn and I kind of lost touch for a few years recently, but obviously I'm getting back into it now. Mm. But like, I used to be able to tell you like what every studio just released, like who was in the scene, like who's in the UK right now filming and stuff like that. I don't necessarily keep track of everything these days because like there's a lot on my mind and stuff. But it was a long process. The fascination of porn, meeting amazing people, and
but how do you meet these amazing people? Because there's one thing saying like I'll watch Pornhub or something, or like Treasure Island, or it's this or like that, and then actually going right, I'm going to meet people within that industry. How do you get to that point where you go, you know, this guy who was a director of this film, I know he's here. Do you kind of just gatecrash something, or do you meet through friends or through nightlife? Or?
No, it. When I say these amazing people, obviously I know a lot of brilliant and generally like amazing and kind and intelligent and beautiful people from the industry.
Yeah.
But most of my support that brought me to the industry came from people that were just friends and were very encouraging of what I wanted to do.
Oh, that's nice.
And kind of pointed me in the right direction. So we were chatting off podcast earlier, I mentioned to you that I used to assist this this photographer. His name's Darren Black, looking up. Darren was a massive influence because, like, when I met Darren, he's the kind of person I always wanted to be to become.
Yeah.
Like, he was always outgoing and like center life of a party, and just again unapologetic and like aesthetically, like all of his work is so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I used to assist him for like. 6 years, 5-6 years, I think. And I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
And he also pushed me in several directions. Like, I specifically remember him saying, like, oh, you're always telling me about all these, like, porn actors. Like, this person did this, this person did that. Why don't you get involved in this?
And yeah. I'm
like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's that sounds great. Like, as in, like, photographically.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a mixture of different people from the industry, out of the industry, and yeah.
So it's like nice having having a bit of a mentor for you then.
Yeah, that time. Fully, absolutely.
In your job, you're working at an adult store.
Yes, shout out to Regulation.
Yeah, give their website out, you may as well give them a plug.
Sure, it's regulation.co.uk. You can find us on social media at Regulation Store. So we specialize in fetish Namely, we make a lot of amazing rubber and leather gear.
Okay.
But like whatever your fetish needs, you can come to us and we'll sort you out.
But I'm guessing that taking a job like that, that's something that you're heavily involved in yourself, that you need to know about that kind of fetish to work somewhere like that, no?
Yeah, well, also that was also a learning process. When I started with regulation, I was on the shop floor. Completely vanilla.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done anything fetish related before I started working for regulation. But the environment and also the amazing people that were that worked and still worked at regulation gave me that little push and incentive to explore things.
Yeah.
I mean, originally it was like, oh, I'm selling these things, I should probably learn about them. And then as you learn about things, you're like, oh, this actually sounds interesting. Oh, this sounds interesting. And that's, I mean, it just kind of like snowballed.
Not sexual.
pun not intended.
So if you could like name your top five fetish things that you like partaking in,
Well, one thing that I actually tried for the, surprisingly, working for regulation, for the first time ever in my life, last night I had a gag put on me.
Like a ball gag? Or
like it wasn't a ball gag. It was like an open mouth gag. So but essentially, it's like two rubber coated pieces of metal that kind of like keep your mouth wide open.
Oh God!
And it was amazing. Like, honestly.
Can you swallow, though? I mean, I don't mean take cock. I mean, can you literally, like, physically swallow?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I was concentrating off everything just pouring out of my mouth because, like, all this like, spit and slime and whatever, that was, like, just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I hooked up with somebody from the industry as well. And just kind of, like, mid-session, he was like, do you want to try this? And I'm like, yes.
Going back to this look.
Of course I do.
Do you have kind of like boundaries to where you would stop doing things? Or would you, is it one of these things that you'd openly discuss before you got there?
In most cases, when it comes to like fetish scenes, you would discuss what's okay, what's not okay, what could possibly be pushed and all this sort of stuff. We didn't plan it to be a full fetish situation last night, apart from just like wearing rubber. It just happened.
On the come of the moment.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff that I've done that I actually really enjoyed was spur of the moment. So, but yeah, so like gags, absolutely. I will totally do this again. Yeah. Sweat. I mean,
a clean sweat. Is it like hot sweat or smelly sweat?
Smelly sweat. Not necessarily. Like somebody says to me, like, "Oh, I just came out of the gym. I'm like really wet." I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Let it sit for a few hours.
Come back in a week."
See, a week is a little bit too much.
You want like the bacteria just sitting in?
Yeah, I want like a day, two, three, maybe four.
You heard it first.
So sweat's number two.
Yeah.
I've done piss, which I really like. Mm-hmm. I've only done it from the receiving end.
Yeah.
I can get a little bit pee shy. I mean, like, I do all of this shit.
Yeah.
And then this bitch won't pee in front of somebody else. I know. So, like, absolutely, I will, like, pee all over me, I'll drink it and stuff like that. Yeah, I have zero issues with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, number four, I guess, maybe not super fetish, I guess. It's jizz. I'm like, you can come all over me in my mouth. I love swallowing.
Okay. So you'd, like, do a big bukkake session or something, yeah?
Recently, I was scouted by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So after I started releasing all this like triple X material, I don't know how they found me. I think I did ask them, but they didn't tell me. But yeah, this guy was like, "Oh, hey, yeah, I shoot for this and this, and I was wondering if you'd be interested. We pay this and this much, and you know, whatever. Have a look at our web material over here." So I went to their website and. It was mostly concentrated on fucking, which is not something I want to do just yet. Yeah. For whatever reasons, I kind of like to concentrate with my Just for Fans, soon to be OnlyFans as well, on me sucking dick and filming other people. So I said to him, listen, I'm not super up for doing fucking just yet, but if you ever need somebody for a blowjob scene, especially if there's like two or more guys, and especially if it's like a bukkake thing where I'm literally getting covered, I'm like, anytime, I have all the time for this.
Get the beer with the knife and fork. Come on. Yeah. So doing all this kind of thing, I'm guessing that your family know the kind of industry that you're working in.
Ish. Okay. Well, luckily they don't speak English. But,
but they can see, and you've got now videos online.
I know. I know. I don't think my parents know. When I think about my family, it's just like my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
They know I started the zine, that I photograph guys with their cocks out doing silly things in front of the camera.
Yeah.
They're not thrilled about it, but they're not trying to stop me or anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm pretty sure, like, if I needed some sort of help or support in whatever way, they would be happy to provide that. But yeah, no, me sucking dick on camera is not something we particularly discussed. It was already a big step when I had to tell my mom about PrEP.
Oh my gosh, okay. Well, no, but I mean, that's a positive thing, but I think that's a really good thing.
Oh, I see what you did
there. That's just generally a good thing, no matter how you take it or what you do, it's generally a good thing. But what did they say to that?
Well, I went home for Christmas one year, and I thought to myself, like, what happens if I stop taking PrEP for like a week or two and then I restart? I'll get that like first week, you know, upset tummy, nausea, this sort of situation. So I'm like, I don't want to go through this. So I'll just carry on taking it. And my first thought was just to take it like when I wake up, when my mom doesn't see me doing it. But then I thought to myself that if she catches me taking HIV medication, which she can Google, and it'll tell her that it's primarily, like, I'm guessing it will probably first come up that it's HIV medication, that's not PrEP. No matter how much I would then explain to her that I don't have HIV, that I'm taking it prophylactically, she would not believe me.
Oh.
So I thought to myself, let me sit my mom down. Like, my dad doesn't know about this.
He does now. I'm going to send him the link.
Please do. Education. So I sat my mom down and she was like, okay, but like you like literally translated, she was like, you don't have it. And I'm like, no, I don't. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes, I'm sure. This is just as a prophylactic thing. And she's like, okay, but do you have to do this? I'm like, referring to like me having a very colorful sex life.
Responsible colorful sex life.
Responsible, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I do, but can we not talk about this now?
Regardless of how parents and children don't want to be talking about the sex lives, regardless. So
yeah, I mean, the main thing I wanted to make sure is that she doesn't think, because like knowing my mom, like if she thought I had HIV, she would like worry so much, because they come from a different generation. They haven't gone through all the education that you know, we have. So yeah, I'm not sure how she would take it, and I just didn't want to worry her.
To an extent, I actually told my mother to stop listening to the Thirsty Bitch podcast. She listens to the other one that I have, but this one, I was like, when it got to the third one, I was like, Mum, please don't listen to this. I mean, she's lived through the 60s. I'm sure she's very open-minded. But like after that, I went, do you know what, Mom? Just don't listen to it at all. Yeah. I mean, especially what we've been up to since then. So let's go back into Thirsty Bitch, because you got involved quite early on in Thirsty Bitch. You became our official photographer. Yeah, and you're doing amazing photographs. So what's the website for your photos?
So for my photos, hotphotography.co.uk.
Now and spell that.
And I always have to spell it. It's hot as in H-A-W-T photography.co.uk. Yeah. So at the moment, that's my event photography because I take photos on the scene for a few clubs directly. I also shoot for QX magazine. You can find some of my naked boys, most of my naked boys, apart from the ones that went into the magazine, because you have to pay for those.
And the magazine, you can get in, is it the Power Stars? Power Stars?
Yeah, it's a printed magazine. Yeah. You can get it in Clone Zone, you can get it in Prowler, you can get it in Regulation. Nice. If you don't live in the UK, Regulation, again, regulation.co.uk.
shameless plug.
I know. You can order it online, and we ship all over the world. So
that's good. That's like a giant advert for them at the moment.
Unplanned.
So, what made you got into doing a physical magazine then that people can buy?
I've always been drawn by photos in tangible forms.
Yeah.
I actually studied photography for 4 years. I did.
You'd think you'd be good then, wouldn't you?
What?
You'd think you'd be good then. Fucking hell.
I wonder, because I don't use Facebook that often, but I wonder if it's because I post some of the stuff that I do on Facebook occasionally. Yeah. If somebody tags me, I'll obviously repost it on my wall or whatever, mostly in this form. So I wonder what some of my old classmates and I think I've got an old lecturer too on Facebook as well. I wonder what.
Really?
I went to the people that I went to college with, and the lecturers, especially during my foundation degree, such an amazing group of people. Everybody was really cool and really interesting. So I don't think they'd be offended or possibly not even very surprised.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of always I wonder what they think. Because we all went there to study commercial photography and art photography. And we studied semiotics and semantics and all this shit, which I do love.
Yeah.
But hot photography is, obviously what I've learned, I apply to that as well. But mostly it's about fun photos. There is a purpose to them. Seeing different types of bodies, different types of guys. And with whatever I do, I want to make sure that everybody who looks at my photos feels there's so many different types of attractive.
Yeah, of course. I think that's one thing I liked about your magazine. It wasn't the typical... everyone's got to look a certain way nowadays, don't they? It's that smooth muscle boy that goes to the gym. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yours, you've got all these really nice-looking different types, body types, different shapes and sizes. And when you do read it, you think, actually, that's so close to potentially me, and you're not body-shaming, that it's quite a comfortable feeling to see. You're like, this is quite nice seeing someone that doesn't make you feel like you're worthless in that sense.
Well, that's the thing. And don't get me wrong. I always say this thing about abs, and I'm like, abs are great. Mm. Abs are fantastic. They look pretty and all that. But I don't want to just look at abs.
No.
I'm like, if I honestly had to look at guys with abs, the whole time, if this was the only thing I photographed, too much. Again, abs are great, just not all of it.
To in London especially, once you've seen kind of one, you've seen them again and again. And then, you've all been through Grind or so, not necessarily Scruff, but Grind, and you're like, yeah. And I once turned it on in Vauxhall many years ago, and all popped up, all the same type of body shapes. Headless torsos. And there's not one that stands out above the rest. I was like, well, you're all exactly the same. Which one should I choose? So you've gone through that. You've done your magazine. You do your photography. Mm-hmm. You did photography for 4 years. You've got the passion of knowing your porn, adult industry, working for Regulation.
Yep.
And then suddenly somewhere along this line, you went, do you know what? I'm going to stick my head in front of a camera. What happened then?
Well, so this came about because I've been thinking about filming scenes for a long while. It's something that I've done in the past. I actually filmed four or five scenes for a porn actor who was going to start his own website, but for whatever reason, that thing never took off.
Right.
So I didn't feel like I had the right to use these scenes for reasons I don't want to get into right now.
Yeah.
So I've still got them. They sit on my hard drive. Occasionally, I'll see like one of the trailers on my Google Drive, and I'm like, it was fun making those. Like, I really, really fucking enjoyed making those. So I've been looking for a way to possibly start getting into it again. And then these days, with the advent of like OnlyFans, Just for Fans, Fan Central, Xylospace, ManyVids, and everything.
Don't know these ones.
Yeah, there's like lots of them. Okay. Once OnlyFans started, like, everybody obviously wanted to get in on the on this business model bandwagon. But what it did, it also democratized porn. Yeah, because now a lot of the porn output that happens, at least within this Twitter gay porn sphere that I'm part of, a lot of people take things into their own hands.
Yes.
And they start putting out their own stuff because, like, listen, you're a Barry guy. Like, you know, this studio or that studio might not take you, or there would be only, like, one kind of, like, bear-centric porn site that would tell you, and that's all you could do.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, that's kind of short-lived because then porn studios go through phases where, you know, they'll have a favorite and they'll have another favorite and star of the month, you know, this sort of stuff. So, like, if you are a certain type or a certain niche, you could only do it for so long.
Yeah.
Obviously, we do have porn stars around us, very few and far in between, people that have worked in this industry for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these days, like, whatever your niche, whatever your kink, whatever your type, like, you can just start making your own stuff. And there's some, like, there always were people that were going to be into you or into what you do. But these days, it's easy to reach those people. And
thanks to the internet.
Thanks to the internet. No, I'm actually specifically talking about, like, OnlyFans and Just for Fans and all that. And it's also, I don't know, like, when I think about these websites, they're also, don't feel as scammy, because, like, when you think about, like, big porn studios, it's like, you know, sign up for, you know, free 7-day trial for, like, $1, and then it jumps up to, like, $60 a day or something.
You got stung by that as well, did you?
No, I haven't, but I never liked it. No. Whereas these things are a bit more straightforward. Like, you set your price, you can do, like, a little bit of a deal or something, but, like, it's, from what I've seen, most people don't go over, like, $7, $8, $9.99.
Yeah.
Which I also think is a reasonable price. So these things came about, and I'm like, oh, I should probably jump on that bandwagon and, like, start filming people.
Yeah.
Also, what happened with these websites is websites, like, you see these porn actors come together, they film a scene, and for somebody with a really fucking low budget, that's great, because, like, there's no money exchanging hands, but everybody gets to make money out of all this footage.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like this YouTube style collaboration thing in a way. Do you know what I mean? It's like, let's collab. So that's what I've been doing. Yeah. I've been working with a lot of amazing porn actors that are on the scene right now. And I've got 4 scenes in the pipeline and stuff like that. But yeah, you asking, this is me talking about, you ask me a question, I'm like, it'll be three hours by the time I get to this
point. Better than going, yeah, I do, because I wanted to do it, thanks. You know, people get an insight a bit more about you, that's why we're doing a mini version of a Thirsty Bitch. Yeah. Well, not so many, it's going to be full length soon, everyone, little Thirsty Bitch.
Oh, really? Yeah.
we've got a couple more minutes. So
okay, I'll wrap it up quickly. So I started thinking about doing these scenes, and in the meanwhile, I've always been tempted by actually showing a little bit of myself. So I teased, I dipped my toe in the water by putting, like, a couple little clips that I did with, you know, this friend, I'm doing air quotes, by the way. Yeah, this friend over here, that friend over here. And people seem to also respond well to me sucking dick. Then I met these two amazing guys that we did a little scene with.
Crystal. I thought what's going on.
I thought you were going to ask me something about that.
I thought you were going to elaborate on the name. Sorry, yes.
So it's Chris and Thanos, who are very dear to me.
Yes.
The first time we got together, the three of us, I was like, oh, I've got this new camera. Do you guys want to like experiment?
And that old line.
Yeah, I know, right?
I've got this old camera.
Not old, new bitch.
It's like new. I'm thinking of something else.
Well, that's what happened. And we filmed stuff. And I said to them, listen, I'm going to edit this. Like, I really obviously enjoyed being part of it. And I think we got some, like, really nice footage. You might have, like, edited and put it up on, like, Pornhub or something. Because then it gave me a way of trying to see if this, like, style of filming would also be something that people like to see. And last time I checked, it had something like 3.5K views on YouTube.
3.5K views.
Yeah.
3.5, what's that?
Oh,
3.5K.
K, thousand.
I thought you said 3.5K views. And I was like, I don't know what a half a gay view is.
It's like a new rating system. I give it 1 out of 5 gays.
You should do that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you heard it here first.
First one's free, then you have to pay. So I put that out, and people seem to really like it on Pornhub and on Twitter and stuff. So I thought, why don't I actually put myself in those situations as well, and in those scenes?
Yeah.
So that's the current plan. Currently, you can catch me on Just for Fans, but I need to sort out my OnlyFans as well. So I need to turn towards the microphone.
No. You the way you say whatever it is that you like. No, so go on. Then do a bit of housekeeping. Then give all your social medias. Give all your photography. Give all your OnlyFans. Give all that out.
Okay.
Of yours.
So on social media, most things you can find me at Hot Photo XXX, which is HAWT Photo XXX.
I'll put it in the bio.
So Twitter and Instagram. I used to be on Tumblr, but obviously that. Let's not talk about that. you can also find me on Just for Fans, which is justfor.fans/HotPhotoXXX.
Okay.
Literally the same. I try to keep it uniform across everything. Makes things easier. So I've got just like 4 little scenes of me sucking dick. Well, 3 little ones and 1 big one with Tyler. Amazing. Loved making this. Loved editing it. It possibly like a, not possibly like a great introduction for me to actually start making these. I've got 4 more scenes coming. 3 that I filmed with some very, very attractive and wonderful actors. One that I'm in that I might have filmed during the last Thirsty Bitch podcast.
Can I just say something about this last Thirsty Bitch podcast? I turned up and the only thing that I got from Maiko to me was, oh, we've got the gay sauna and we've got some porn actors gonna be there. Oh, that's great. And you, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't know, however, that when we got there, for some reason in my head, I didn't actually realize it's gonna be hot. Sauna. It was a sauna. So I'm sitting on like sweating cobs wearing a thick shirt. Right. And then I also didn't know you're all filming scenes while we're
there.
So we're doing the live Thirsty Bitch podcast and then there's like some young hung like person just strutting by naked, whacking his cock out. What's going on?
That wasn't me. I'm not neither young or hung. So.
No, not young. No, but that was one of the people that you've done a scene with.
Yes. So that was Bob Steele. I think it's Bob Steele without the E. So BOBSTELLXXX. Oh, I might have messed it up.
It's always XXX on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody will round off now, because we're well into the, the next half of this. We're doing quite well here. No, so if people want to say, like, they want to be a part of one of your films, if they want to submit themselves, can they do that? If they want to be an apprentice of yours or like get some knowledge from you? How would someone go around doing that?
Just message me anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, DM me. I was thinking about doing one of those websites where you can ask people questions. I don't know if you've seen people do that on Twitter. And I literally cannot run.
Yes, in like 1997.
See, but it's coming back. I think one of them is like called curiouscat.me or something like that.
Webinar?
What?
I think like the professional terms, webinar, isn't it?
Oh, no, not like that. So but basically what it is, it's a website where you can submit questions to somebody and then they publicly answer them.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so like I'm kind of thinking about... Okay. Maybe doing that at some point in the future. But like you can like DM me on Twitter and Instagram. I think I've got my DMs on Twitter just open to anybody. Mm-hmm. So feel free if you want to ask me a question or talk about anything really. But yeah, subscribe.
That's amazing. So if you didn't get all that social media links or where you can find him, then check out the bio, which will be in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or go across to the thirstybitch.co.uk website as well. We do have a Twitter. It's at thirstybitchpod, I do believe. And I think our Instagram is thirstybitchuk. So thank you very much, Magic, for giving us your
time.
Thank
you for having me. You can have all of my time, darling. I'm turning into a Michael right now.
And then, well, no, because you're not pissed. Yeah. I do check out Thirsty Bitch Podcast on all the streaming media. And we'll see you again very soon.
Thirsty. Bye.
I mean, thirsty. Okay, all right. So, are you a thirsty bitch?
Do you want to get extra thirsty? I mean, really thirsty, girl. I mean, listen, we all have our moments, but if you really want the full tea, the full thirst, then head on over to thirstybitch.co.uk and you can select from three types of memberships. Our 1 month plan, which is $2.99, which guarantees you no adverts and 30 minutes of extra, extra long content and extended interviews with the hottest and horniest people. Yes, girl, you heard it right. But if that doesn't quench your thirst, then bitch, pick the 6 month trial plan, which is $12.99. And with this, you get no adverts and roughly 30 minutes of extra long content. And of course, our free entry to any competition that we're doing. And listen, bitch, we're doing a lot of competitions. We're giving away dildos, butt plugs, all sponsored by Bathmate. Now, if this doesn't quench your thirst, then bitch, we can't help you. No, I think we can. We have our yearly subscription, which for £20 gets you no adverts, 30 minutes of extra content, extended guest interviews, free entry to our competitions, exclusive first listens to our mixes, and event photos and event invitations. Yes, bitch. If you want that, then you better head on over to thirstybitch.co.uk and it is on.